This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're engaged.
Congrats.
Now what? You know, wedding planning can be...
kind of a shit show.
Right. You've got the Pinterest pressure and then everyone and their mother.
Oh, don't forget about budget.
Oh, yes, the budget.
It can be a lot to handle.
That's why this deep dive is going to focus on this awesome guide we found.
Yeah, Engaged AF Magazine and Epoch Moments Ultimate Wedding Planning Guide. Plan like a pro.
Seriously, it's a lifesaver. It's like having a totally...
unfiltered BF.
Oh, exactly. Someone to tell you to chill the F out.
Just focus on what really matters.
You two getting hitched and throwing a damn good party.
And doing it your way.
So this guide is amazing because, first of all, it really breaks down the timeline.
Which can feel super overwhelming.
Oh my God, yes, 12 plus months of planning.
Yeah, it's enough to make you want to elope.
But they make it manageable by starting with those like really early milestones.
The things you need to tackle like right out of the gate.
Like first things first.
Celebrate.
Yes. Pop the champagne.
Oh, bask in that newly engaged bliss.
Before the shitstorm of planning hits.
Seriously, soak it up, because you're going to need that good energy later.
And then, once you're done celebrating, dive into defining your wedding vibe.
Which is way more than just, like, picking a theme.
It's like, what's the essence of your relationship?
Yeah.
You know, are you, like...
laid back and bohemian.
Or, like, super edgy and modern.
Or maybe, like, romantic and whimsical.
This step... sets the tone for literally everything else.
And what I love is that they encourage you to ditch those like generic Pinterest boards.
Right.
And like really dig deep into what makes your love story unique.
Totally.
Like what are your inside jokes or those weird little things you guys are obsessed with?
Oh my God, yes. Like inject that into your wedding.
Trust me, it'll be so much more memorable than...
another rustic chic barn wedding.
Ugh, I'm so over those.
Okay, now let's talk about the elephant in the room.
The budget.
This guide does not sugarcoat it.
Nope.
They tell you straight up.
Have those awkward money conversations early on.
Like, who's contributing? What are your non-negotiables?
And what can you maybe, like, DIY or scale back on to save some cash?
Because weddings are expensive, AF.
Yeah, they don't have to, like, completely bankrupt you.
And they have some really smart tips in here.
Like, using Engaged AF Magazine's online vendor directory.
Oh, yeah. It's not just about finding vendors.
Right. It's about, like, comparing prices and reading reviews.
And getting a realistic sense of what things actually cost.
Seriously.
Speaking of vendors, yeah. This guy gives major props to Epoch Moment.
And for good reason.
Their unlimited time wedding packages are a game changer.
Especially for couples who want to capture every single moment without...
worrying about going over time.
And let's not forget about that dollar engagement shoot.
Oh, yeah. Genius marketing, right?
Totally. But also such a smart way to get comfortable in front of the camera.
For the big day.
You can get some killer keepsakes, too.
Okay. So you've got your vibe, your budget, sort of.
And you're starting to think about vendors?
Now let's get organized.
Because shit's about to get real.
Yeah. This guide recommends setting up a dedicated wedding email address.
And creating a shared Google Drive folder.
Like a wedding command center.
Exactly. Keep all your contracts, inspiration boards.
Guest lists.
All those crazy ideas you had at 3 a.m.
Now let's talk guest lists.
The guest list.
Which can be a total minefield of disappointment.
Oh, hurt feelings.
This guide has a really practical approach, though.
Yeah, just categorize that shit.
Seriously, start with your must-haves.
You know, immediate family, your besties.
Ride or die, folks.
Then create tiers based on closeness and budget.
It makes it so much easier to prioritize.
And to have those tough conversations about cutting people.
Like, sorry, Aunt Mildred, you're in tier 3 and we've already maxed out our capacity.
Ouch.
It's got to be done.
True.
Now, speaking of capacity, it's time to talk about the venue.
Which can be so exciting, but also...
overwhelming.
The guide is really good here, too.
It really emphasizes touring venues and asking all the right questions.
Like, do they allow outside catering? What's their alcohol policy?
Is there a rain plan?
All those crucial details that can
make or break your day.
And again, don't forget about the online vendor directory.
It can help you find venues that fit your vibe.
Your budget and guest count.
Okay, then once you find some good options, book those tours.
And get ready to fall in love.
Or a loop on a mountaintop.
Hey, if that's your vibe, go for it.
All right, so you've hit that 12-month mark.
Shit's getting real.
The venue's booked. The date is set.
You're starting to build your dream team of vendors.
Now it's time to tackle those save the dates.
Because those bad boys are the first glimpse your guests get.
Into your wedding wonderland.
Ditch the generic templates.
Yeah. Opt for something that reflects your personality.
Whether it's a funny photo.
A hand-drawn illustration.
Yeah, or a totally quirky design.
Make it scream you.
This is our wedding, and it's gonna be epic.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground in this first phase.
You're probably feeling...
excited, overwhelmed.
Maybe a little terrified.
Don't worry, we've got you.
We'll be back in part two to dive into all the vendor selection decor and all those fun details.
That will make your wedding uniquely yours.
Stay tuned. All right, so we're back.
And ready to dive into some of the fun stuff?
Yes. Let's talk about flowers.
Okay, so flowers can, like, make or break your wedding aesthetic.
Totally.
And this guide is all about, like, ditching those tired old roses.
And baby's breath.
So boring.
They want you to embrace bold colors and textures.
Yeah. Find a florist who's not afraid to get a little wild.
What's cool is that they really emphasize finding a florist who gets you.
Right.
Like someone who understands your vision.
And can translate your, like, crazy ideas into something amazing.
Exactly. Something that will make your guests be like, damn.
These people have good taste.
I know, right?
Okay, speaking of good taste, let's talk music.
Ooh, yes. The music is so important.
Whether you're dreaming of a live band or a DJ who can, like, spin your guilty pleasures.
You gotta book that entertainment ASAP.
Because good bands and DJs book up fast.
And they're not just saying, like, hire anyone. No. They really want you to define the vibe you want.
So, like, do you want a crazy dance party or a more chill atmosphere?
Exactly. It'll help you narrow down your choices.
Okay. And while we're talking about vibes...
let's talk about attire.
Yes. This guide is all about ditching those, like, stuffy traditional rules.
And rocking outfits that actually reflect your style.
Jumpsuits, two-piece dresses.
Bold colors.
Hell, even sneakers if you want.
If it makes you feel confident and comfortable, go for it.
Yeah, this is your day.
You do you.
And it brings up, like, a really interesting point.
Like, what does breaking free from tradition actually mean?
Totally. It's like owning your style.
Embracing your individuality.
And saying screw you to anyone who tries to tell you what you should wear.
Preach.
Okay, now let's talk about your wedding party.
Your crew.
You want them to look and feel their best.
While still, like, complementing the overall aesthetic.
The key here is communication.
And coloring.
Involve them in the process.
Get their input.
Make sure everyone feels good about what they're wearing.
And don't be afraid to mix and match.
Oh my God, yes. Gone are the days of those matchy-matchy bridesmaid dresses.
Embrace different styles,
yeah.
Colors, textures.
It's about celebrating everyone's individuality.
Seriously.
Okay, so we're 9 months out. The venue is booked.
The vendors are lined up.
Save the dates are out in the wild.
Now it's time to start thinking about those little details that will personalize your day.
And don't underestimate the power of personalization.
Right. It's what separates a good wedding from an unforgettable one.
Think about those unique favors.
Personalized cocktails.
Maybe even a signature scent that, like, evokes a special memory.
This is where you can get really creative.
Let your freak flag fly.
Speaking of freak flags.
Don't forget to finalize those contracts with your DJ or band.
Get those playlists going.
Share your must plays and your hell no's.
Make sure everyone's on the same page.
Because nothing kills the vibe faster than hearing the Macarena at a chic minimalist wedding.
Unless that's your jam, then.
Macarena away.
No judgment here.
Okay, so as we hit that 6 to 7 month mark.
The guide suggests tackling the rehearsal dinner.
And this doesn't have to be a stuffy sit-down affair.
No way, get creative with it.
Maybe it's a fun-themed party at your favorite bar.
Or like a casual backyard barbecue.
Yeah, with lawn games and a bonfire.
It's all about setting the tone for a relaxed celebration.
With your closest friends and family.
Exactly.
And while you're finalizing those rehearsal dinner plans, start thinking about rentals and decor.
Ooh, yes. This is where you can let your imagination run wild.
Do you want a minimalist vibe? A bohemian wonderland? A romantic candlelit affair?
But before you go crazy, renting every sparkly thing you see on Pinterest?
Oh my God, yes.
Check with your venue to see what's already included.
You might be surprised.
And you could save some serious cash.
Okay, so we're cruising right along.
3 to 5 months out.
Time to personalize the hell out of this wedding.
Invitations, favors, gifts.
And finalizing those ceremony details.
Remember all those personalized touches we talked about?
Yeah.
Now's the time to bring them to life.
Invitations that reflect your style favors, that are actually cool and useful.
And gifts for your wedding party that show them how much you appreciate them.
Speaking of invitations, Don't forget to include all those essential details.
Like RSVP cards.
Meal options directions.
A link to your wedding website.
You want to make it super easy for your guests to find all the info.
And while you're busy with all that,
let's talk about the ceremony itself.
The heart of your wedding day.
The moment you say, I do.
And embark on this crazy adventure called marriage.
And you know what?
What?
This guide encourages you to throw out the rule book.
Yes.
Create a ceremony that truly reflects your values.
Whether you want traditional vows, something more modern, or even a completely secular ceremony.
The possibilities are endless.
Work closely with your officiant.
Craft a ceremony that feels authentic to you.
It's your love story.
Tell it your way.
Okay, so we're officially in the 2-month countdown.
Things are getting real.
Those pre-wedding jitters might be kicking in.
But don't panic.
We've got...
You've laid the groundwork. You've personalized those details.
You've got an amazing team of vendors.
Now it's all about tying up those loose ends.
And getting ready to celebrate.
All right, wedding warriors, we're back for the final countdown.
Holy crap, we made it.
We're in the home stretch.
Yeah, those pre-wedding jitters might be kicking in, but...
Don't panic, we've got this.
We've got your back just like...
Our trusty guide, Engaged AF Magazine and Epoch Moments Ultimate Wedding Planning Guide. Planaloader Pro.
It's like having a wedding ninja by your side.
Yeah, ready to tackle those last-minute things and make sure this wedding is...
Totally bomb.
So let's talk about one of the most dreaded tasks.
The seating chart.
I know, it's like playing Tetris.
With your crazy family and your partner's college buddies.
Who are still like stuck in frat mode.
But the seating chart doesn't have to be a total nightmare.
This guide has some great tips.
Yeah, like get creative with it.
Use fun table names that tie into your theme.
Yeah, think about your guests, like who's gonna hit it off.
Make sure Aunt Carol isn't sitting next to your vegan cousin.
Oh my God, yes. Prevent those awkward conversations.
Seriously.
And while we're talking about preventing disasters.
Don't forget about the emergency kit.
Oh my God, yes. This is a must.
Safety pins, tissues, stain remover, breath mints.
Maybe a little something stronger for those nerves.
Because let's be real, shit happens.
Ripped dress, spilled drinks, sudden breakouts.
You gotta be prepared.
This guide even suggests packing a sewing kit and double-sided tape.
Guyver that shit.
Okay, so 1 month to go. Time for a final check-in with all your vendors.
Yeah, and your wedding party, confirm those delivery times.
Go over the schedule, make sure everyone knows their role.
Handle those last-minute details.
It's all about peace of mind at this point.
Yeah, knowing you've crossed all your T's and dotted your I's.
So you can relax and savor those final days.
This is the calm before the storm.
Take a deep breath, pamper yourself.
And get ready to celebrate.
So then the big day arrives.
Oh, it's
all those months of planning.
Late night Pinterest sessions.
DIY projects.
Budget battles.
It's all led to this.
And this guide reminds you to let go.
Trust your vendors and enjoy every single second.
This is it, the culmination of all your hard work.
Soak it all in. Savor every moment. Dance your ass off.
Because this day is about celebrating your love.
Creating memories.
And starting this crazy adventure called marriage.
And after the confetti has settled.
The cake has been devoured.
And the last dance has been danced.
Don't forget about those post-wedding tasks.
Like sending thank you notes.
Getting your dress cleaned and preserved.
And relive those magical moments through those killer photos and videos.
Speaking of photos and videos, if you listen to this guide.
And booked Epoch Moment.
Get ready to be blown away.
Your style is amazing.
They capture all those raw emotions.
The candid moments.
The unique energy of your day.
You'll cherish those memories forever.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into Engaged AF Magazine and Epoch Moment's Ultimate Wedding Planning Guide. Plan like a pro.
We covered a lot of ground.
From timelines and budgets to decor and those little details that really matter.
But remember, wedding planning doesn't have to be a total nightmare.
With the right resources.
A healthy dose of Engaged AF attitude.
And a kick-ass team of vendors.
You can create a wedding that is truly unique.
And awesome, just like your love story.
So go out there, rock that wedding planning journey.
And get ready to celebrate.
Peace out.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked
it. The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.